Blog Talk Radio.
There are some people who spend a lifetime trying to please others while their life go undone. But there's a question in my mind tonight, and I stopped worrying about people. As I found out a long time ago, they have no heaven or hell to put you in. Only what you do for Christ is going to last. And that's why I sing so hard. That's why I preach so hard. I want to know, is the Lord satisfied with me? I'm not worried about my mother, my father, my sister, or my brother. I'm not even worried about the members of my church. Just to know that I've done my best. I want to know, is he satisfied with me? Sharon Childs and the choir.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Are you satisfied?
Satisfied with me.
Is the Lord satisfied
with anything? This is Evangelist Connie Hayes. Good morning. God bless you. Can you say, is God satisfied with anything that you do? Is God satisfied with your work? Is God satisfied with you? We got to ask that question. We have to stop asking it of people, but is God satisfied with us? Are we doing anything to please God? Oh, bless God. Good morning. You are now tuned into Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. This is Saturday, July the 23rd. It's a 9:30, and I just come to share what God has given me to share with you this morning. And to God be the glory. And I thank everyone for stopping by and fellowshipping with me this morning. And I would like to just take a few minutes to speak about a great woman that was part of my life for so many years. And when I first got saved and came over into the body of Christ, how she helped me, she labeled with me. And I just want to take a few minutes just to talk about a great woman that was a part of my life. Her name is Teacher Doris Davis, well known as Teacher Doris Davis, to me a friend. And a person that whenever I needed her, she would step right on in. And sometimes she would come hardcore with me, but I needed it. And I'm so grateful for the time that I shared with her and the time that she was in my life. So she has finished her core. She has done a good fight, and now she's gone on to glory to take her rest. And I know that she used to say all the time, that surely if anybody make it in, I will. And she used to always say that her and Elder Union and Pastor M would meet by the hillock where there was hillock around the lake up in heaven, that they knew where they were going to meet at. So the band is getting smaller and smaller down here, but it's getting bigger and bigger in heaven. And I just want to just make memories of her today and let everybody know that Mrs. Teacher Doris Davis was loved by me because of her pouring into me and laboring with me and teaching me, and when I didn't have the right answers, she would make sure I had them. And when I was afraid to stand up and be bold, she would stand and lead me and bold me. So I cannot let this day go by. She took her transition on yesterday. But to God be the glory, because we know that God makes no mistakes. And I send my prayer to Pastor Smith and to all the Cosmopolitan Church of Prayer. Hold your head up, because Miss Teacher Doris Davis, she did her best. And she would want us to celebrate her. Even though our hearts are heavy today, we still must just celebrate her life. And to Yolanda, Kaytan, and her son, and her entire family, I send my prayers out, and knowing that God will take you guys in the hollow of his hand and keep you close to him. God bless you all, and God keep you. Thank you. In the memory of Teacher Doris Jean Davis. Rest, Miss Davis. Rest. Take your rest. Take your rest. And if you want to know if you ever helped anybody, yes, you helped me. I love you, and we will meet again. To God be the glory. Amen. Thank you, Father God, for this time and this opportunity that you would allow me to come before your people this morning, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you will bless your word, Father God, that your word will not come back void. Thank you, Father God, that whoever hears this word, that it is for them at this appointed time, Father God. Guide me, Father God, in the way that you want me to take your word, Father God. Orchestrate it your way, Father God. Move me out the way, Father God. For you are God all by yourself. You don't need me, Father God, but you choose to use me as one of your vessels today, Father God. And for that, I thank you. Father God, I thank you for each and every person all over this world, Father God. I thank you for the families, Lord, that need you right now, Father God. I thank you for love. I thank you for deliverance. I thank you, Father, that you are a keeper, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for keeping us in the hollow of your hand. Please bless those that need you, Father, that have to bow down here today, Father God, that something will be said that to help them along their way. Thank you for allowing me to come forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today I will be coming out of Mark 11, 22 and 24. And Jesus said to them, have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whosoever say to this mountain, be take up and thrown into the sea, and do not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he say will come to pass. It will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believe it that ye have received it, and it will be yours. It will be yours. So the subject today is to have faith in God. And actually, what happened, this was just really, really something. This was not what I had put forward to teach on today. But in my sleeping, when I woke up, I was dreaming, and it was like, have faith. And I could hear myself preaching this. I could hear myself teaching this. And it was just going forward. And then I realized, I said, well, this is what God wants me to give to his people today. Somebody has a need to know that they have to have faith in God. Somebody have to know along their journey right now, even though it looks like the sun is not going to shine, or even it looks like your way is not going to be made, have faith in God. Believe me that God is right there. God will never leave you nor forsake you. Trust in God and hold on to him in this hour, because God is going to come and he will see about you. And I understand that sometimes it's hard when you're going through so many things. And I know some, with the way things are nowadays, we are going through more than one avenue, and we have more than one trial and tribulation that will come up on us. But only thing I can say to you today is to stretch out on your faith, Have faith in God. Have faith and trust in God. Have faith and know that God will come and see about you. Have faith in God and know that God is the God of God, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Know that God is Jehovah Jireh. He reigns in victory. He reigns in victory. He will reward you. Just hold on to you. And don't worry about those that think that they need to be vindicate themselves. You don't have to vindicate yourself. God will do it. Take your hands off of it and just have faith in God. Trust in God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. God sees your tears. No tears are being left behind. God loves us. God cares for us. God will never leave you alone. And as you travel through this time right now, know that God knows the plan that he has for you. Have faith in God. And when we start having faith in God, when we begin to start praying, and we begin to pray in his word, we begin to take his word and his scriptures, and we begin to show him that we have faith in what he's given us to hold on to. Give God his word back. Show God that you know what the promises in that he's given us. Show God that you're trusting in him. In Matthew 21:22, it says, whatsoever you have asked in prayer, you will receive it if you have faith. You've got to have faith in God. Then it goes down to Romans 10:17. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. You're listening in the word. You're reading your Bible. You're listening to the word that God has given us from the beginning. We just have to trust in God, and we have to know, and we have to understand that if we don't hold on to the promises God has given us, we will be distorted, or we will be out here like and don't know what to do, or our hearts is you know, we just out of control because you don't have the faith to believe that God is right there with you. It also says in Hebrews 11:6, it says, and without faith it is impossible to please him. For whosoever will draw near to God must believe that he exists and that the reward and that he will reward those who seek him. If you begin to just seek him with your whole heart, if you just have to just make you a song up as long as it's to the glory of God, forget about how you sound. Like, I don't have a voice to sing like I want to sing, but I'm telling you, I tune up. I will sing in a minute. You know what? Because it's to the glory of God. Because God knows what's in my heart. God knows that I just want to praise him. God knows that I want to please him. I want God to be satisfied with me. And I know that I'm not the only one that wants God to be satisfied with them. So we have to just cry out to God, and we have to hold on to him. And as we do that, we have to understand that God is God. It says in Luke 1:37, for nothing will be impossible to God. So when we start making these requests to God, if it's in his will for us, it's not impossible to God. We just got to wait on the season that he has for us. We have to have faith that God will do it on time and in time. God is God. He already know. He already knows the prayer before we even send it out. God already knows the day and the hour that he's going to answer the prayer. So if you just hold on to God's unchanging hand, he will come and see about you. In Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. No, you can't see it, but you know the evidence is that you sent that prayer up, and God is going to answer the prayer. But he's going to answer it according to the will that he has for your life. So hold on to God, unchanging hand, and understand that God is God, and God will do just what he said. In Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace ye have been saved through faith. We've been saved through faith, you all. And this is not of your own doing. You didn't do that of yourself. God did it. So if God did that, God is going to do the other things that we're asking. It is the gift of God, not a result of our work, so that no one should boast. So no one can boast about that. We're saved by the grace of God. We're saved because God saved us. We're saved because when he called us, we heard him and we answered. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. God will straighten our path. We just have to be convinced. We have to understand that God is in control, and if God is in control, we got to trust in God, and we have to believe that God is doing just what we need to be done in the hour. And as we walk down these journeys and as we do these assignments, we have to trust in God, because sometimes it does look like it's not going to happen. Sometimes it does look like things are not going our way. But you know what? God is building character in us. God is building endurance in us. God is putting steadfast in us. So when the trials come, we're going to have to learn how to stand in faith, and we're going to have to throw our hands up, and we're going to have to thank him through it all, because we have to know that he is in full control. In 1 Corinthians 2 and 5, it says that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Did y'all hear that? Let me read it again. That your faith may not rest in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Oh, my God. It's resting in the power of God. God has us. We just have to just know that he does. And we have to hear these messages. And I guess that's why he had me to come out here today and tell us to have faith. And this message is for me, too. Because when you pray so long, and it looks like your prayers are not going to be answered, but God will come and see about you just when you need him the most. Because what I do is when I pray so long and I ask for something, I go back into the inventory of what God has done and what God has brought me from into what God has brought me to today. And when I go back and I do the inventory, I rejoice in it because I know that God did it then and I know he can do it now. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. You got to walk by faith. You got to believe in your heart. You got to know that you know that you know that you know that you know. Hallelujah. And we have faith to believe in that God loves us so much that in John 3 and 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So whoever is believing in him should not die, shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's faith. That's faith. We have to believe that we have eternal life with Christ because of him there. And then if you don't have the faith, ask God to increase your faith. You can see that in Luke 17 and 5. It says, the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. So we can ask for it because God gives us the measure of the things that we need, and when we need more, he'll give it to you right then and there. God is a just God. God is a wonderful God. God is the almighty God. God is the God of the whole universe. It's nothing that he cannot do. And Philippians 4 and 13, it says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. God can strengthen you. When you think that you don't have the strength, God will give you the strength that you need. We just have to trust in God. We have to believe in God. We have to understand that God is God. In 1 Corinthians 13 and 13, so now faith, hope, and love abide. Those three, but the greater of them all is love. We got to love. We got to love each other. We got to love God. And we got to have the faith to believe that God loves us. No matter where we are in our lives, no matter what we're doing in our lives, we have to understand that God loves us. And we have to understand that no matter what road we're on right now, that God loves us right where we are. And that God will, you ask God to make a difference in your life and clean your life up, God will come and see about you just when you need him the most. He will do that. We have to just keep in mind, we have to entrust the things that God has instilled in us from the beginning. It says in Romans 4:20 and 21, no distrust make him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew stronger in his faith as he gave glory to God. You got to give the glory back. You got to know, you got to acknowledge God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he has promised. We got to trust that God is able to do. We have to have the faith that God is able to do what he said he would do. And then 2 Timothy 4 and 17. And then one day, as teacher Doris Davis did, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my race. I have kept the faith. She kept the faith during her time. And now God called her home to glory, for he has another assignment for her. But she kept the faith the whole time. I saw her do it. And we now have to keep on fighting, and we have to finish our race, and we have to finish our course, and we have to keep the faith. We have to have the faith in God to know that God is carrying us through as we go through this time. And it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. Trust in God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand, and he will make a difference in your life. In Romans 12 and 3, for by grace give to me, I say to everyone, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. God assigned the faith. Do y'all hear that? God has assigned it. Who can take away something God has given? Who can do it? If God has assigned you with that measure of faith, nobody can take it away from you. Have faith in the word of God. Have faith in what God is saying in his word. And this is probably why he gave me scriptures to give you, because it's not my quote, it's not my opinion, but it's what the word of God is saying. This just came directly out the word of God. And I'm reading what I've got, as the scriptures God gave me, I'm giving them back to you. Mark 9:23. And Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are possible for one who believes. All things are possible to who, if you believe, it's possible. If you can trust in God, it's possible. And then in John 1 and 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God, and the Word is with God. So God's word was there from the beginning, even before we were put in our mother's womb, even before we got here, God's word was standing. And God's word is going to stand. When all everything passed away, God's word is still going to stand. God's word is not coming back void. We have to understand that. And then James 2 and 18, but some will say, you have faith and have worked. Show me faith apart from your work, and I will show you my faith by my works. Now, y'all, I didn't get these scriptures. God led me to put these down, and I'm reading how he's giving them to me. So it must be somebody have a need to hear what God has put in this word here. And then it says right here in Romans 5, 1 through 5, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into the grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God more than we rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Because you know when Jesus left to go back to stand on the right hand side of the Father, he said, I will not leave you all comforting, that I will leave a comforter here. We have a comforter. That's the Holy Ghost. We have someone, y'all, right here. There's always abiding in us. And if we just take time and have faith that that's in us and pay attention to when the Holy Ghost quicken our spirit, then we'll be led according to the will of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And in John 3 and 36, whosoever believeth in the Son has eternal life. Who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the rapture of God remain on him. You got to believe. You cannot get to the Father unless you come through the Son. You got to go through the Son. We got to have faith and to believe that what God has given us in his word, that we must acknowledge the word of God, and we must have the faith that God in God, and that we must go according to the word of God. We have to stop putting our parables and our quotes in. We have to go to the word of God, and we have to stand on the words that God has given us, because we have more than enough. We don't need to take anything away or add anything because we have more than enough. 1 John 5 and 1, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. Everyone who loves the Father loves whosoever has been born of him. So we got to start putting some love on each other, because if we say that we are saints, I'm not talking about church folks. I'm talking about the saints of God. If we are the saints of God, we got to love on each other. We got to love on each other no matter what, and we got to have a heart of forgiveness. I know it's not easy sometimes, but sometimes you just got to dust it off, and sometimes you have to talk about it to get it out of your system, because if you have it locked up in you, then that plays over and over in your mind. So whoever you have to talk to get it out of you, talk to them. That's not being messy. Get it out of you. Bring it out so the devil can't be using that against your mind. Open it up. Let it go. Let it fly out. Let it release it. Because it's not going to take you anywhere. Have faith in God and trust God. And you know forgiveness is not about the next person. Your forgiveness is for you to be free. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. He says to keep on telling y'all to have faith in him. Stop doubting God. Have faith in God. In Jeremiah 29 and 11, for I know the plan that I have for you, declared the Lord. Plan for welfare and not evil. I'm sorry, prayer for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future of hope. We have hope in God. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Romans 8, 24 and 25, it says, For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it in patience, and we got to slow down, and we just got to wait for God to bring it to pass. Ain't no hurry in God, but I guarantee you, you can take this. I guarantee you God will be right on time. God is an on-time God, and when he comes, he's going to bring every single thing that you need at that season. He'll bring it, and God will not be a minute too late. Have faith in God. Trust God. Trust God. James 2 and 17, so also faith by itself, it does not have works. It is dead. You got to have your faith, and you got to have the faith and your works together. You got to do it. We got to trust in God. In Romans 4 and 20, no distrust make him waver concern the promises of God, but he grew stronger in faith as he gave God the glory. Praise God. Keep on praising him. Praising him when the sun come up, praise him when the sun go down. And you may not have just put a praise in your heart. Get you some in your heart and just keep it going to him. Because I'm telling you, he may not come the way that you think he's coming, but if you have faith in him, He will come and you will know that it's God. You will know that God is coming to see about you. Because that's the kind of God he is. And in Matthew 7:7, it says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. Now, when God said that, who can stop somebody from opening up if God tell them open? God will turn the king's heart to you. When God got favor on you, you got to know that God has, you got to have faith and believe that God has favor on your life. You got to believe that God is God. You got to have faith in God, not in what's going on in this world, not what they're putting on TV, not what different ones are getting them saying. You got to have faith in God. Your trust in God is what's going to see you through. Your faith in God is what's going to keep you going. Your faith in God is going to make you want to get up. Your faith in God is going to want you to praise him with all that's within you. Your faith in God will have you to love your enemies. Ha ha! Thank you, Jesus. Your faith in God will make you be kind to yourself. Your faith in God will trust the things that God does. Your faith in God. In John 14:13-14, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that's God, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's what he said, ask in his name. When you ask in his name, not wavering, believing that God is God, God is going to do what you ask, according to the will that he has for your life. Now, you know you can't be out here praying for something that you know that's not in the will of God. You can't be out here praying for nobody else's husband. You can't be out here praying for someone trying to covet something that you know that is not yours and it's not for you. Pray for God's will in your life. In John 15:7, if ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. So, that takes us back to the word of God. Then we get back in the word of God, and we ask God, and we wait for the directions and the instructions, and we ask God to direct our steps. And it says in James 1:5-6, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberty and upbraid not, and it shall be given to him. But let him ask in faith, not wavering, for he that waver is like a wave of a sea driving with the wind and tossed. So you don't want to be just putting your out there just got, you just praying, they just out there just going to and fro, it ain't landed nowhere. Or, matter of fact, your prayer ain't never left your house. It's still wandering around in your bedroom somewhere. So you have to pray and you have to believe, you have to have faith in God, and you have to understand that God will come to see about you just when it is time to see about you, and have to know and have faith in God. That's all you got to do is just trust in God. God just wants somebody to know that you have to take your trust out of man, you have to trust your take your faith out of what the system is doing. You have to take your trust out and what's happening on the job, and you just have to have faith in him. You have to trust that God has brought you this far, that he will not leave you. You have to trust that ain't no turning around. If you hold on to God's unchanging hand, that there is no failure in God. God can do anything and everything, that God is El Shaddai, the Almighty God, that there is nothing too hard for him, that he sits high, he looks low, he knows everything, he does everything, he is the God of the whole universe. We have to trust that. We have to know that he is Jehovah Jireh, the God that reigneth in victory, the God that supplies every need according to our riches and glory. That comes out of Philippians 4:13. We have to know that God will do just what he said. We have to know that when God said in the word Psalms 23 that he was our shepherd and that we shall not want, we have to know that we have a hiding place in God. We have to lift it up. We have to look unto the hills from which cometh all our help and our strength, and we have to trust that God is our help. We have to have faith and know that God will do just what he said. We have to know that God reigns on the just and the unjust, but God will come out the winner every single time. That's what we have to know. We have to know that we have the victory. We have to know that, and we have to trust in God. So I say to you today, in all that we do, we must have faith and we must trust in God. We must do that, no matter what it is, no matter what the task is, no matter who leaves you, no matter who comes, no matter who goes. You got to have faith in God. Thank you, and I pray that something was said to help you along your way. And as I always say, this is in Romans 10:9, if you are out of fellowship with Christ, get in fellowship with him. Get back, go back, wherever he leads you to go. Get in a Bible-believing church. Fellowship, do walk in obedience. If you don't have money, give your service. And I promise you, there will come a time that when you have a desire to tithe and give your offering, God will open that door for you. So have faith in God. Have faith, lift your head up. Lift your head up. Love on yourself today and love on God. God will not disappoint you. Trust him. And know that God will bring everything out all right. Father God, thank you for this time and this opportunity that you allow me to carry your word today, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you have anointed this word, that the people are to hear this when you assign them to hear this, Father God, that this word is anointed to go forward, to carry them, that they know that we must have faith in you. Thank you, Father God. To you be the glory, Father God, for all that I do. In Jesus' name, I pray. And as always, if you're out of fellowship with Christ, I told you about Romans 10:19. If you need to talk with somebody, you can always call me at 708-715-4545. Or you can email me or go by my webpage or go and hit me on Facebook. And I will communicate with you, and whatever God puts in my heart to share with you, I will share with you. So to God be the glory, and I thank you for stopping by, and I ask God to please bless you today, and I ask that you have faith that God will bless you today. Lift your head up, for God is God all by himself. To God be the glory. God bless you.